we spent 4 or 5 days of Oireachtas committees, you know, talking about RTE and talking about RTE and talking about RTE. No one was dying in RTE. Our patients are dying unnecessarily because they're not getting the care and attention they need. And we've had half an hour in Oireachtas Health Committee talking about it. Okay. So I'm calling on all the politicians in the county, and I hope they're listening today, from councillors to TDs to senators, to be bringing this back to the Oireachtas and saying, hold on, my job is to represent the people of this county. And my job is to say that enough is enough. And if people are saying to me, if GPs and consultants are saying that this is not good enough, then get your bum down here, listen to them in person, and come back with solutions and answers and facilitate SAILTA. You know, if SAILTA are saying they don't have the funding for it, why isn't there funding? Why couldn't we get an answer? Why did Charlie McManus not get an answer from SAILTA from that yesterday? Surely Bernard Gloucester and the minister can get that answer from Tony Canavan, the person who's CEO, who holds the purse strings for, you know, he acts as if he doesn't, but he holds the purse strings for the SAILTA group. And if he can't answer that question, then somebody higher up needs to answer the question of why Sligo University Hospital is getting 170% the amount of funding that Letterkenny has. And if we don't stop that flow down the hill now, we're going to become a community hospital that has no services in it.